The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One of the key stats that we always look at is strikeouts compared to walks, right? For pitchers, for hitters. Do you know how many times Astros hitters drew a walk in a four-game series?
I do, but go ahead and tell me.
Three walks. 44 strikeouts, three walks. That tells you everything that's wrong with the Astros offense right there and why this team has no shot of doing anything this year. Headline on today's website, Astros fans and Carlos Beltran, to boo or not to boo. There's a certain time frame to things that you can be mad about them, right? And then you turn it off. This should have been over a long time ago.
I think he was comfortable here. I think that he realized that he was doing good things. They had a good squad. The money just ended up not being close.
You rented him. You know what this is?
Rented him, and he served you well when you did rent him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, it wasn't all baseball, but those were a couple baseball things. And we are out here at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And good crowd out here for Rock the Mic. This is your chance. You've got until 7 o'clock. Come out. Sign up. All you do is you go do a minute on whatever you want, and then you do a sports update. The two best are going to be at the finals in 3 weeks, and all of you get to be on air. And the winner of that gets to be the Rock the Mic champ. And this is a very cool place, great food truck outside. And I noticed that AJ's food just got here, which, dude, that looks solid.
Yeah, it's good.
It is?
It's good.
Okay, so you got the frog
I can't
legs.
Eat anything fried.
And
I don't either.
They fry their frog legs, but they said that they would grill them up for me. And so they grilled them up, and they gave me some habanero barbecue sauce.
I got to tell you, that looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So
this is good stuff.
Anyway, so
that's my first time trying that food truck. That food truck's legit.
Yeah, and I know they go around to a lot of the breweries, and I've seen them out before, and I hadn't tried them before. I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Predator and Prey Grill, so that's who they are. Check them out. And come check out the brewery here. Fantastic beer selection. They still have some of the peanut butter and chocolate stout left. Just a little. So if you want that, you better come get it now. And, I think my feelings are hurt, AJ.
Why?
Fred, you were turning into Barry Warner.
Well, kind of.
No way!
That's legit.
No. Barry's 160.
You're getting there.
No, I'm a 51-year-old man. Barry is 160. I love Barry. I don't want to turn into Barry. Mainly it's because I'm talking about the Get Me app. Before you know it, you'll have a pink iPhone. Well, the guys at Get Me had to take Barry.
Barry abuses Get Me.
Yeah, he does. And remember, he had a hangnail, and it's like, can you drive me? But, no, they do a great job, man. I'm a big fan of those guys. And Michael, who is one of the big dogs there, is a fan of the show. And, they took care of us today. So check them out, man. Give them a try. I guarantee you'll like them. But, yeah. Somebody says, the sex stat, I think, is largely attributed to the garbage third wave feminist mentality ingrained in our generation that girls aren't nearly as free-spirited and have an entitlement that they must be wined and dined before giving up their you-know-what. Whereas your generation, everyone's smoking pot and going with the flow. Consequently, that's the same kind of demographic that in my generation that's currently having more sex. That's a very well thought out, very well thought out point. I'll tell you what though, there was a segment of growing up where a lot of us got scared of sex when the AIDS thing happened, when AIDS first started happening.
Yeah.
That curtailed a lot.
My generation didn't get scared of AIDS. Like, we thought we were past it until Eazy-E died. And then everybody started wrapping it up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we always did that, but that did scare you anyway, because at first you didn't know how you could get it in the early days. And yeah, but
you guys thought the only way to get it was to, like, have sex with a male monkey was, like, the only way.
No.
Science told you that, no, that can happen with humans and everything else.
Right, or, you know, and that, oh, by the way, it can happen to heterosexuals and everything else. So that kind of freaked everybody out. But I don't know. I think we were just I'm old, so, but my generation wasn't quite. I belonged in the 60s. I would have been a badass in the 60s.
Okay.
That's the generation I should have been born in. But oh well. And got a lot of Lamarck people here tonight. So
you're like talking old school, like high school football scores and things like that.
Basketball, actually.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We have to do these at iJewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The at iJewelers Gym of the Day.
All right, we have an Olympic update for you in yet another goofball story from Rio where...
Bum, bum. Can we have the Olympic music?
Well, I don't know.
We don't play the Olympic music every time we talk about the Olympics?
Well, but I don't over. I don't want to overshadow the Gym of the Day song either.
These are the games of the Rio Olympics. Where people will die.
Yes.
Where Zika will happen. And where idiots on motorcycles will try to rob a man who happens to be a jiu-jitsu expert, takes the gun away from him, and shoots him dead.
I'm almost certain.
True story.
At least one Olympian will be either kidnapped or stabbed.
I'll go with just flat murdered in any way, shape, or form. I'll go over under on dead Olympians from Zika, murder, poo in the water, 1.5. Two Olympians at least will die.
I can't wait till 20 years from now when these Zika babies are competing in the Olympics and they all have real tiny heads. That's going to be so great.
No, just think they're going to be doing the new version of Game of Thrones, and we'll have a bunch of little Zika babies playing Peter Dinklage's character. That'll be awesome. Okay, so we already had a jiu-jitsu athlete kidnapped by men in police uniform and forced to withdraw cash from ATMs.
Duh.
Huh. This is even better, though. This Russia's vice consul was in his car with his wife and kid. Two motorcycles drive up next to the vehicle. A guy with a gun smashes the window and tells him he wants his watch. That seems like a lot of trouble to go to for a watch, right?
Yeah.
Drive up on a motorcycle, smash a window with a gun. Well, it's kind of like the lady police officer in the bikini the other day. You need to be really careful who you're robbing. The guy who holds the vice consul post is a Brazilian lawyer and also a jiu-jitsu expert. Grabbed the attacker, pulled him into the car, took the gun away from him, shot him dead at point-blank range.
Jeez.
So... Again, if you're gonna rob people, especially in Rio, do a little research on who you're rolling up on before you get your ass shot.
I'm not about that life.
I'm not either. And I honestly, no interest in committing a crime other than, you know, smoking weed and speeding.
David Barron's at the Olympics?
David Barron is at the Olympics. We're going to have David Barron on Monday to talk about the Olympics. Okay.
Something's going to happen.
Let's do a what are the odds. What are the odds David Barron gets Zika, dies, or kidnapped before Monday?
I'll go in order. Most likelihood is kidnapped, dies, Zika. Zika, from what I understand, I think you have to have sex with a Zika-infected person.
Oh, okay, 0% for Dana.
David Barron's not having sex down there with some hot Brazilian chick, even if she is going to give him a tiny-headed son.
I guess it depends. Well, never mind. I'm not going to dog David. I could, but...
There
are brothels down there, though, just so you know.
Kidnapping, and there could be Zika in the brothels. I could easily see. Like, I'm a large man, and when I was going to go to Brazil to train, my coach, who is Brazilian, said, Weijay. He always calls me Weijay. I don't know why. That's just how he talks.
Because he's Brazilian.
Never go Brazil without me. Never. It's danger for white man. And when he tells me that, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm never going to Brazil, even with you. Like, when a Brazilian tells me it's no good for a white American to be there, there's nothing that great in Brazil that I've got to go risk getting kidnapped or killed for. There's nothing. I mean, there's stuff here.
Well, and Brazilian models, nice. But they come here.
Yeah.
They can come here. They can take the road trip.
If you really want to see hot Brazilian chicks, just get Instagram. I'm sure you can find them.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're there. Or Pornhub. Whichever.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
Yeah. I'm sure, again, I don't know. I'm sure there's a tab that has Brazilian porn.
If there's a Harley Quinn tab.
It's right next to the Harley. Well,
there's definitely a Brazilian tab.
Actually, the Harley Quinn tab is next to the anime tab.
Well,
that's what I heard.
It's probably in the H's, and Brazilians are probably in the B's.
Well, there's different setups. Maybe it's just because that's how some of us set up our page, is that, you know, you have your own tabs.
It's like your own profile?
Well, that's what I hear. Again, I don't know. I've never actually even... Wait a minute. I got to delete my browsing history real quick. Anyway, I think we're late for a break again, aren't we, John? Are we supposed to be talking... Oh, you're supposed to be talking about my computer career. That's why.
God. Sorry, my frog legs were on top of my live read folder. That's on me. That's my mistake. Well, I'm going to tell you about my computer career. If you're working out in this heat today and making junk money but sweating your balls off, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to check out My Computer Career. And listen, there are a ton of guys working in the computer industry, and they're all making ends meet. They're paying their bills because there's jobs out there. There's tons of computer jobs out there. IT consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. But you got to have a certain skill set to make it work. That's why you go to mycomputercareer.edu, by the way. There's a huge demand for certified pros. They've got job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. In fact, Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. Companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And obviously, you're going to get that at My Computer Career. And I know you're thinking, I'd love to go back to school, but it's going to take too long. It's going to cost too much. Nope, not with My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available. You're running out of excuses, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's free, which means it costs $0. And if you don't like what they've got to say, no harm, no foul. But this, I'm telling you, it's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that almost looked like a NASCAR tire change.
Something like that.
Where Voldemort had to come over and put your headphones on for you because your hands are so full of...
My hands are covered in frog juice.
Those were good, though, huh?
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
And they got this habanero barbecue sauce. I can't even say it. But... Habanero barbecue sauce. But those frog legs are the truth. That's good stuff.
And we are out here in Webster at...
This is a happy place.
This is a happy place filled with really cool people who are... Oh, now he's...
Now we're talking.
This is what I'm talking about. Absolutely. He gets the...
He knows me so well.
Yeah, he does. He does. But everybody seems to be having a good time. Great beer. A lot of people from my neck of the woods. I just had a beer bought for me by, if I had to vote, probably the hottest blitzer I've ever seen.
I don't believe that chick's a listener.
Oh, she is. Yeah. But
sometimes when I see really hot chicks and they're like, oh, I love the show, I just say, you're lying. That's not true. Really hot chicks don't listen to this show. I don't believe that.
Well,
weird if they do. There's something wrong with them if they do.
Well, they bought me a beer, so that's good enough.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'll take that.
I didn't want their beer anyway. I wasn't going to accept it from that hot chick.
Yeah, sure you weren't. What if she'd bought you more frog legs?
Nope.
Anyway. All right, well, what the hell do we want to get to here? We did our gym of the day. I've done my angry Astros stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of...
We talked a lot about the difference between leopards and jaguars.
Well, we didn't really talk about the difference. We were just trying to figure out which one was which.
We figured it out.
Okay, it's a jaguar. So... we can talk a little bit more about Rock the Mic. If you have not tried it yet, all you have to do is go over, tell them, dude, I want to do a video for Rock the Mic. Very simple. We are going to pick two winners. And those two are going to get to be on air, at least for one day. And if you win, you're going to get to be on air a lot more than that. So I haven't gone over to scout out the competition, so I don't know quite how good it is yet. Last week I sort of saw some of the guys as they were doing it, but they're kind of in the corner over here. But you got until 7 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, get your butt over here. Give it a try, especially if you're one of those guys who's like, oh, you guys suck. I could do so much better. We're giving you a chance. We're giving you a chance. We're giving you an opportunity at a place that has great beer, that's full of cool people, where you can have a good time. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
So give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
They could tell you you suck.
Right.
And it could emotionally cripple you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. People have told me I suck my whole life. It hasn't crippled me. You're
a trooper, Fred.
No, I just kind of ignore it because deep down I know they're right.
Right.
But I don't really care. It's the difference. Okay. Some of the things that I get on Twitter. Like, I don't know why I follow Yahoo Canada. I shouldn't follow any more Yahoo stuff, right?
You know exactly why you follow
Yahoo. But I should
Yahoo
be switching
Canada.
Back to SB Nation now, right? I don't think there's an SB Nation Canada.
I don't think so either. And okay. If it is, it's just strictly
Raptors. This is news. Such a no-bleep thing that they just tweeted out. New poll finds young Americans unhappy with both Clinton and Trump.
That makes sense. Why is Canada tweeting
that? Well, why do we need a poll?
Hey, Canada, stay out of our business.
Well,
bro.
But we don't need it. Oh, dude.
Being worry about you, Canada.
Being up there, that's all they care about is our election.
Tell them to worry about
all
their
they're
own
talking
problems.
About. I've tried to tell them that. They don't listen to me. They're like, oh, what are you going to do when Trump's elected? It's like, I'm going to move up here and live in your freaking basement. That's what's going to happen. No, you're not. Well, fine.
Was that your father-in-law?
Yeah. He is like, and he has this one Trump joke that he told like 11 times. And apparently...
Are you like me where you have to pretend, like, if your father-in-law says a joke, you have to pretend it's funny even if it's not?
Yeah, and it wasn't funny.
God, that's the...
Well, listen.
That's the bitch of being
okay,
married.
And besides...
The fake laugh right, with your father-in-law's jokes.
Let's be honest. This guy's got money out the yazoo, and at some point, I just want to inherit a little bit for, you know...
Right.
Like, one that I'd kind of like to have that... place on the lake.
You're playing
right?
The long game.
Right, right. So it's just like every now and then in poker, you fold a hand, even though you might have the best hand, to try to set up a play later, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I laugh at his jokes, just hoping that down the road it'll pay off. But he has a brother, though, who's American now, who got his American citizenship.
Okay.
And apparently his brother has no sense of humor when it comes to anything America.
Because he's Canadian.
Well, no, it's like you can't say anything bad about America.
And oh, okay.
And he hates Donald Trump, but my father-in-law told him the Donald Trump joke. Hasn't spoken to him in 6 months over a joke.
Really?
Old people hold grudges, man. What is up with that? I don't get that. And for one thing, he didn't make the joke about you. He made it about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But anyway, just so you guys know, according to Yahoo Canada... young people in America are unhappy with both Clinton and Trump. I'm guessing none of you knew that.
Thank you for the update, Yahoo.
Yeah. Boy.
I'm surprised I didn't get a text alert on my phone from that.
Yeah. I get stuff about people in Syria getting shot or Turkish coups. I would think I should get this too. Anyway. Apparently the Team USA basketball players that went to a brothel claimed it was a spa.
Okay. They were just trying to get their toes done, Fred.
Yeah. Let me tell you what.
My boy Boogie Cousins just wanted a pedicure. He didn't realize the chick was going to be naked and sitting on his lap for the pedicure. That was like a perk.
Many years ago.
By the way, why do you got to go to the brothel like day one? Like you show up in Brazil, you're like, man,
oh,
I've got to go get laid immediately.
No, well, now think about this for a minute.
Work it for a second. They're the most famous people in that whole country right now.
Yeah.
They don't have to go pay for it.
Sometimes those guys like that. It's easier. But think about it. What's the first thing we do when we get to Vegas? Try to find a poker tournament, right? Doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
If that's what you're into is brothels, it's the first thing you're going to look for. But that's a good excuse, as I thought it was a massage parlor. Mine was...
The best part is, on the outside of the door, it said, whorehouse. And no pedicures here, whorehouse only. And they were like, oh, we thought it was a spa.
Let me just say, many years ago, and I think two marriages ago, I'm not sure how many, but I might have gone to a strip club.
Okay.
My excuse was, oh, no, I thought it was a sports bar.
Yeah.
That's what you say,
it's
right?
It's a gentleman's club. I thought we were only going to be smoking cigars and talking politics.
And you know what? There was
European politics.
There was sports on TV.
Yeah.
I was watching a Rockets game. Well, I wasn't really watching the Rockets game, but it was on TV. So technically, if you have a bar and sports, it's a sports bar, right?
Kind of.
I mean, think about how many sports bars just sort of make that up, right? Like, technically, we got sports on TV, right?
There's a bar.
It's a brewery, but it's a sports bar.
Okay.
So that was my go-to when I got caught, and it didn't work, which is why I got divorced again. But still, that's the excuse you go to. Everybody wants me to tell this Trump joke. I don't even think I can remember it because it was so bad. And honestly, it was an awful joke. You guys don't want to hear it.
It was a dad joke.
Yeah. It's a guy. I've got 20 people. What's the joke? All right, I'll try to repeat it as best as I can remember it. But I'm telling you right now, it is not worth it. It is awful.
Jung, let's just prepare to go to break as soon as this joke is told, because I don't want to sit here and go over it. I really don't.
No, it's not. It's not good. I'm telling you it's not good.
That's why I'm saying prepare to go to break directly after the joke.
Actually, we're supposed to be at break anyway already.
Then tell the joke now, and then we'll go to break.
Well, it's like a minute-long joke. That's the other thing about it. It's a long joke.
I don't want to come back from break and then tell the joke and have it ruin a whole segment.
I don't even want to tell the joke.
If you're going to tell it now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell the damn joke. Three doctors are sitting in a room.
Okay.
And one of them says, what's your biggest accomplishment? And the first doctor says, well, I had a man who lost his legs, and I put prosthetics on him, and he made it to the Olympics. And, of course, I kept coming back with, and then he killed his girlfriend and went to jail in South Africa, but he didn't find that funny.
By the way, I think that was manslaughter.
Whichever. But second doctor says something effect of, I don't remember what his was, but the same thing. Person lost their arms. I put arms on him. Became a great swimmer. Third doctor says, yeah, I came upon the scene of an accident, and all that was there was the rear end of a horse and a toupee, and now he's running for president of the United States. I told you it was awful. Let's go to break. You guys don't believe me when I tell you it's awful.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm sure you've run into this before, but one of Voldemort's girlfriends looks just like this girl that I went out with for about a year, except younger.
I thought Voldemort was married.
No, his friends over there. His wife is over there with a bunch of their friends.
So his wife's friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, or his wife's friend's girlfriend or whatever. And it just freaks me out because she just walked by and I'm like, God, bad flashback.
Looks like an ex.
Yes. I mean, almost younger version, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. Like all your exes are dead, like we've said.
No, most of my exes are now.
Except the one you have to pay.
Right. But to be fair, most of my exes were a good 5-10 years younger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I try to. It's like a car. Every 7 years or so, you trade it in for a newer model, right?
Good for you.
And I've been married 7 years now, so.
It's coming on that time.
On this third and a half marriage, maybe it's time to think about a new vehicle. That's all.
Okay.
You know, just. Anyway, if I have to hear that joke again from her father-in-law,
No.
I told you it was bad.
Hey, Jong sent me a story about all the scenes from Suicide Squad that were deleted that had the Joker in it.
Yeah.
Maybe they felt the same way about the Joker I did.
Really?
Like, maybe they thought it was corny.
But you know what? Why don't you get a new Joker then? We've seen that in films before.
They're committed now. I mean, this is the guy. Now, they've got... He wasn't just a Joker for this film. He's in more movies than this, right? He didn't do all this preparation for 15 minutes of screen time, I hope.
I don't know. If he did all that and he was as bad as you said he was, oh well.
But he's pissed off about it. He says, he said, what didn't get cut? I'm asking you, were there any that didn't get cut? There were so many scenes that got cut from the movie, I couldn't even start. If I die anytime soon, it's probably likely that it'll surface somewhere. That's the good news about the death of an actor, is all that stuff seems to come out. But Peter Travers, Rolling Stone critic, calls his role a glorified walk-on.
Interesting.
Variety's Peter DeBruge described his appearance as, quote, grafted on. So.
Well, but you know what? If it was as bad as you said, let's say we make a movie, right? And we go and we get somebody who we think is going to be great for one of the roles. Maybe a big role, maybe not so much. But we get Sean Salisbury to reprise his role from that really bad movie he did. And we think he's going to be great. And
are you talking about The Longest Yard?
No, he was not that one. What was the other one he did? Where he was a Benchwarmers, yeah. He was a Benchwarmers. And we think, hey, we've got Sean Salisbury, the Benchwarmers Salisbury.
Benchwarmers win an Academy Award?
It did for the worst movie ever. Okay. But if we had him on and we thought he's going to be great, and then we shot all these scenes and they were all awful and we were disappointed, are we going to put them all in the film, or are we just going to put a few in the film that make him look not as bad?
This is the thing, though. Sean would not let us down.
I want to go on record and say he's such a fantastic actor. He would kill it.
This is the way Hollywood works, though, Fred. When you have stars in your movies, that's who you want getting screen time. And the reality is, the Suicide Squad has two stars. Like people who are known coming into this movie, Will Smith and Jared Leto. That's the two stars.
Right.
Margot Robbie's the biggest movie Will Smith's new.
Will Smith is... not done anything in a while, right? So this is kind of a big...
But Will Smith's the biggest star in the movie. It's unquestionable.
There was a stretch he was the biggest star in the world.
And he's also... I'd say he's probably the featured guy in this movie. Like, he probably has more screen time than anybody else.
Okay.
He might be like the...
This isn't like Legend of Bagger Vance where he was just there right?
I think it was
really about Matt Damon.
It's an ensemble cast, but I think he's the main guy.
Okay.
I don't think you could have, like, a... I don't think you could say it's his movie.
Right.
But I think they focus on him because he's the biggest star.
Better or worse performance than 7 Pounds?
God, I don't even remember 7 Pounds.
I Am Legend.
I thought I Am Legend was good. I liked that movie.
I did too. Hancock.
Probably better than that.
See, I liked Hancock.
I like the one where he had the, where he was like trying to sell those medical machines. It makes me cry. He's got the kid. Yeah. What's that movie called? Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, man, that movie chokes me up every time. It used to be football movies and war movies got me real emotional, but now it's like dad movies get me emotional. And Will Smith, he does the dad thing in this, too, and it gets me. Gets me in the feels. But Jared Leto's, I think he's the second biggest star in the movie, and they're cutting a bunch of scenes from him?
Well,
that's surprising to me.
That just tells you failed miserably. So... one guy I'm hoping.
And not only that, not only is he the biggest star, but besides like the 2 minutes that Batman's in the movie,
Joker is like the biggest character in the movie. He could be. And they barely use him. So that's all I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know why all the scenes were cut. I'm just saying that may have something to do with it.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'm really hoping that we can get our buddy Matty Rauch for one of the characters in Jesus Just Left Chicago.
Okay.
What if we got him and he sucked? Do we cut him out?
No.
Because he'd be, you know. No, you don't, right?
No, you don't cut him out.
What if he really sucked?
You've already paid him.
I know. I mean, that's the problem. You've already paid him. And now we're talking about a movie of this level. What do you think Jared Leto made for that role?
Oh, a ton. I mean, this is something he's been working on for like 2 years. Like I said, I think he's got something else going on. Like, they're going to do another movie with him. But he got paid for this.
Hmm. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is kind of last call if you want to come and get signed up for Rock the Mic. You've got 19 minutes. And I would just highly recommend you give it a try. The worst thing that can happen is we look at it and say you suck. And
that's true.
You know what? And we're not even going to make too much fun of you on air. I mean, we'll make fun of the people who actually win, like Trey, who, I don't know, with the cowboy hat, that's kind of a very weird look for you. Well, let's be honest, everything's a weird look for you. But I love how that couple has just completely ignored him the entire time he's been sitting there, ever since I mentioned that. So, Dr. Girlfriend says we need hot listener chicks to buy Fred a beer during every show. I am totally down with that. I have no complaints about that whatsoever.
Jong says he's rumored in Justice League.
I see. His salary for the role of Joker is reportedly just under $7 million.
Bro, you got to get that guy on screen.
Golly, man. $7 million?
Yeah.
For 15 minutes? I want that job. I can do 15 minutes of anything for $7 million.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know what you're laughing at, Voldemort. 713-780-3776 if you want to touch text the show. Jeez, we only have one segment left?
Yeah.
That thing went by fast. All right. Well, what was that?
Oh.
Woof.
Yeah, man's best friend. Listen.
I was sharing dog photos earlier with someone.
With who?
With Brandon's wife, the guy who's our ad rep out here.
Oh.
Yeah, we were sharing dog photos.
You guys
photos.
Traded dog pictures? No, yes. One asked to see my dog's picture.
They've got like 25 dogs or something. So,
oh.
Yeah.
He's got one
people.
Of those wives.
Yeah. But she's very cool, but they also have a ridgeback, so we were kind of going back and forth with ridgeback
okay.
photos.
Okay, that's why. I don't have a ridgeback. That's why you guys, nobody wants
to see
my dog.
But I know where I would send my ridgeback if she needed
of
training.
Of course, to man's best friend. Guys, man's best friend, what they're doing is they're trying to teach your dog to be a part of the team. They want him to be a responsible family member. Training, I'm telling you, training your dog is the best thing you can do for it and the best thing you can do for yourself. You'd want to train them young so they know what to expect as they grow up, but you can teach an old dog new tricks as well. These guys are open 7 days a week. They've got an air-conditioned facility, and they are the professional difference in dog training. They board, they train, they groom, they do everything. They'll give you a free evaluation, and if you don't want to leave them there and board them while they're trained, they do private lessons as well. You can bring them in, work with them, take them home, and come back again another day and do it again. It's really a great program. I left my old dogs, rest in peace, prayers up, Bailey and Bandit. They both trained at Man's Best Friend. They did a great job with them. I'm taking my new dog to Man's Best Friend as well. Check them out if you haven't already. They're at 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. The number is 713-932-6709. The website, mansbestfriend.com. And listeners get 20% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. Simple as that. 713-932-6709 or mansbestfriend.com for Man's Best Friend.
All I need in this life is safe. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the rise to the bloody end. It's me and my girlfriend.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. You just heard about your key to winning at the track. How about your key to sleeping like a champ? And no, it's not sleeping pills or anything like that. You can do it a lot easier. Just go to Texas Mattress Makers, get one of their fantastic mattresses. I promise you, you're going to sleep better. You're going to wake up feeling better. I'll tell you what, man, ever since I got mine, I sleep through the night. I never did before. I'm so much more comfortable, and it's all because of Texas Mattress Makers. And the cool thing is, you're saving so much money. You're getting better quality, and you're going to get a bed that's perfect for you. It's going to be custom fitted for you. If you go to a retail store, they buy mattresses from other places. Sometimes they even buy them from Texas Mattress Makers, so they have to mark the price way up. That's not what happens at Texas Mattress Makers. They make them and sell them directly for you, to you. And right now they got a great sale going on. How about the Dublin Queen Set, $599. And it features the quad coil system. How about the Dublin King, $799. You're not going to get that if you go to one of these other places. I'm telling you, go to Texas Mattress Makers. They're going to take care of you. They're going to give you a great, great mattress at a fair price, at a great price, 50% guaranteed, 50% less guaranteed over what you'd pay in a retail store. Visit them at 4619 Navigation. Tell them I sent you. They will, I promise you, they're going to ask you how you sleep.
She wants the address again.
4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Or you can just go to TexasMattressMakers.com. But if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, I promise you they will take care of you. They're going to take care of you anyway because that's what they do. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment. And we now have at least two women who have... done Rock the Mic. I tried to talk Holly into doing it. I don't know if she did it, but yep.
Did you do it?
Did you do it? All right. So, okay. No. We've got at least three. I'm telling you, Holly knows her sports. I've seen her Twitter stuff, so she'll do fine. Right now.
You don't even need to know sports to do this job. I don't know anything about sports. I've been doing this job for like 13 years.
Yeah, but
you. Fake it till you make it, bro.
Well, you might not know sports, but you kind of. You know how to do.
I don't. I have no recognizable skills.
You make fun of
things
well. You make fun of things well.
Oh, well, I guess if that's all it takes, then yeah.
Yeah. You fake it very well.
All right.
Anyway, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Did you know that the Miss Teen USA winner was from Magnolia? Apparently, people started searching for her on Twitter and found a stream of racial slurs on her timeline. The girl herself posted numerous tweets, including the N-word.
What I said was hacked by an NBA player, by one of those African-Americans, as y'all like to call them. And he posted that word, and they're allowed to say it.
Orlando.
I wanted to comment about that, the hot chick that Beyonce was getting last night. Car pull up in a Lambo, and when she got out, it was kind of hard not to stare when the girlfriend next to me staring at.
What is this chick doing that she's got a Lambo? I'll never understand why I wasn't born with a great rack. I mean, my whole life would be different.
And a texter says, what kind of 50-year-old man still plays Xbox? Me? And 51, by the way, not 50. I do fun stuff. It's fun to me. I enjoy it. I do things that I enjoy. You know that whole Cersei Lannister speech where she talks about why she likes doing things because it feels good?
Yeah.
That's one of my things. I like playing Xbox because it feels good. I like drinking because it feels good.
Fred bleeps his brother because it feels good.
No, not quite.
USA Basketball has reserved the entire Silver Cloud cruise ship, which can accommodate up to 400 people in its 196 cabins.
How do you get hose in there, though?
I mean, listen, they can get hosed through security, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that the players get what they want there.
Or pretend they're on the women's basketball
team. Well, do you really want to be fraternizing with that women's team?
I don't think so.
I think they're going to be bringing in as many girls as you are. Just
stop it. Nick Wright was a yeller. And
yeah.
To me, that was terrible. But
got him a big
national job.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe that's the move.
Start yelling?
I'm going to try that next segment.
Eric says, hashtag bet Fred can't get one sack in the NFL.
No. Fred can get one sack! Who are you? What have you done? Everybody's an expert. You don't know!
Boxers are 10 times the athletes that MMA guys are.
They are!
Tannehill is an elite quarterback.
Oh, God.
man. This will get old very quickly. My throat is just jacked up now.
Greg Oden, he set the bar for dick pics. He changed up the whole game. And you can't just go around coming with some weak noise anymore.
By the way, you can't say that. Bleep pick.
Oh.
It's Monday. We haven't even got out of the first hour, and we've already been dumped once.
Sorry.
That's a good start to the week.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for bleeping me out, John. You saved the day, bro.
Good week, huh? Since we got dumped before the first hour of the first day of the week.
I still don't know. I feel like that's...
I think we've said that before.
I feel like I've said that word before, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I think you're just being a stickler on a Monday, Jong, is what it was.
No, I dump it every time.
You dump it every time, and now you're telling me?
Oh, I tell you I dump it.
Oh, I just don't care,
yeah,
probably.
I think maybe we haven't listened the prior 10 times you've dumped it. So what's an acceptable replacement?
Can I use the rooster word?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to call it Richard Picks. That's stupid.
You can call it a penis.
Can I call it a dong?
Yeah.
Dong picks are okay?
Yep.
How's that okay? But
penis picks are okay?
But, talk to the FCC.
But Richard isn't like that?
If you refer to it as a person.
Hey, how about this? How about Rick picks?
That's fine.
What about prick? What about prick?
Oh, we can't say
prick
that. Pick? That I know we can't say.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Bleeped. All right. Well.
So, yeah, we just...
You learn something new every day.
So we got bleeped the first hour Monday, and we just got bleeped in the last hour on Friday.
All right.
So, good week.
You're welcome, Fred.
That's a perfect way to...
That's how I keep us edgy.
You knew you couldn't say that.
That seems acceptable.
Well, I know a lot of stuff seems acceptable to me.
Could I say prickly?
Yes, you could say that.
Okay.
You just can't leave the L-Y off.
Can I say pricklish?
Yes.
But if I take out the L, what then?
Then we get dumped again. And then we have to apologize to the people.
It's so funny how a couple letters make a difference. Like
I know.
I could say pick. I could say prickle. But I can't say.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's weak.
I think John just wants us off the air.
Government's so stupid sometimes.
John, great job.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Voldemort, great job. Dude, I'm blaming this on Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Him too. Thanks a lot, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
He's dead now. Anyway, you've got about 4 minutes to get out here for Rock the Mic. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Till next time, stay sportsy, bitches. Bye.
ESPN 97.5.